This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. The Illinois House heads back to Springfield today to put the finishing touches on the next fiscal year's state budget. The Senate passed the budget late Sunday night. Now, the House has to approve the more than $53 billion spending plan before it heads to Governor J.B. Pritzker. Democratic State Senator L.G. Sims of Chicago, the Senate's chief budgeteer, told reporters he doesn't expect the House to make any changes.
The agreement between the two chambers is that the bill would go as is with no amendments. So I would expect the bill that you just saw us vote on will be the budget of the state of Illinois come July 1st.
The House will also consider the revenue package to help pay for the budget, including a tax increase on sports wagering and a permanent cap on how much loss businesses can deduct from their state taxes. Cook County is offering up to nearly $4 million in grants to cannabis businesses. The idea is to help social equity licensees cover some of their business costs and to help Black people who were disproportionately arrested or jailed for cannabis convictions before it was legal. Here's County Commissioner Bill Lowry.
We anticipate having up to 50 applicants. Won't shock me if we have more. The Cook County Cannabis Development Grant Program is a vehicle. It is a vehicle which will support social equity applicants. It's a vehicle which will support the disproportionately impacted communities of Cook County.
The grants will go to craft growers, infusers, dispensaries, and transporters. The businesses must be located in Cook County, and the deadline to apply is June 14th. Mexicans in Chicago are getting ready for a historic presidential election back in their home country in less than a week from today. WBEZ's Adriana Cardona Magigad reports.
Chicago is among the U.S. cities with the highest number of Mexicans registered to vote on Sunday, June 2nd. The frontrunner is a woman, Claudia Sheinbaum Pardo. She's expected to continue the policies of outgoing President Manuel López Obrador. UIC professor Lilia Fernandez says Mexicans in Chicago are paying attention to issues including safety.
Things like the increasing numbers of Central American and other migrants coming through Mexico to get to the United States. The economy in Mexico, of course.
Registered voters can vote by mail, online, or at the Mexican consulate in Chicago on South Ashland Avenue. Adriana Cardona Magigad, WBEZ News.
A veteran who was attacked outside a South Loop grocery store last week believes he was the victim of a hate crime. Kevin Chin went to Jewel Osco on an ice cream run last week when he says 8 to 10 men attacked him. He says they shouted anti-Asian racial slurs at him and threatened to kill him. Community activists like Kim T are calling the incident a hate crime and say the police should do more to tamp down anti-Asian hate.
Kevin survived the Iraq war, but he almost got killed at home, right here in Chicago.
Police have not classified the incident as a hate crime. An investigation is underway. A couple more things you should know today. The University of Chicago is withholding the degrees of four students who participated in pro-Palestinian protests at the school. According to a statement from UChicago United for Palestine, the four affected students were sent an email from the school's associate dean of students, claiming the students received multiple complaints of disruptive conduct against them. The complaints have been taken up by the university disciplinary committee. According to the university, students may participate in convocation while the matter is being investigated, and degrees can be conferred, quote, expeditiously, depending upon resolution. Students were notified 2 weeks after the Gaza Solidarity encampment was raided by campus police. A United Airlines flight bound for Seattle aborted takeoff at Chicago's O'Hare International Airport yesterday after the plane's engine caught fire. The Sun-Times reports the Airbus A320 jet's engine caught fire while it was still on the taxiway. It was towed back to the gate where all 114 passengers deplaned. No injuries were reported. Today's weather, it will be partly cloudy with some thunderstorms in the afternoon. Temperatures will reach the low 70s. And tomorrow, we're expecting temperatures to dip down to the mid-60s and mostly sunny skies. If you like The Rundown, then please rate and review us. It helps other people find the show. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.